All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey girlfriends, here's a snippet of our January check-in conversation where we basically talked about surrendering, letting go of the past, and embracing the uncomfortable in order to grow. So we hope you all enjoy this snippet. For the full conversation, head on over to Patreon and join us as a soul sister for all of the amazing content and conversations, and we will chat with you all later.
Continue on.
So, I was kind of interested, like, all right, cool. So then, of course, I just kind of marinated on the thought, like, I feel the same. I want to maintain my weight. I want to gain weight. So I was already kind of like conflicted, like, damn, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking like, well, that's a superficial reason. Like you could gain the weight back and, you know, whatever, figure it out as you go. You don't know until you go. Mm-hmm. So I asked Brittany, all this brings me to my point. It's all relevant, y'all.
Right.
So I asked Brittany on Tuesday, hey, are you going to run tonight? And she was like, what? You were like, what? Run where?
Because I thought it might have been the other run club.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, with Mariah. And she was like, no. She just sent a GIF back. She was like, no. So at that point, I noticed that I felt like a little torn in my own self. And I was like, damn, this whole realization after I decided, well, now my bestie, who I do majority of everything with, doesn't want to do this. And it's either like, do I still do it? Or do I be like, okay, well, it's something that we won't do.
Right.
So I was kind of struggling with that, which set in deeper when I was like, no, you want to do it? Do it.
Right.
So it set in deeper like, yo, you don't do anything alone. Mm. It was like more of a like, you need to do this by yourself.
Because this is what you want to do.
It's what you want to do. And outside of that is like, you need to be reliant on yourself because you're so embedded in this whole community thing and relationship and like leaning on other people.
Right.
And having that dynamic of like, I support you, you support me, that I had to realize support doesn't mean together all the time.
Exactly.
And
you
even
can
when
be supported in another way.
In another way.
I'm not participating, but I will still be supporting you.
Right. So I was kind of like, all right, well, now you have to make a choice.
Right.
Are you doing this because you want to do it, or are you not doing it because it's uncomfortable to do it by yourself?
Right.
So I was like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I was scared. I'm like, okay, she's really terrified to
be
around people.
But it wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't that bad. And you know what? I feel like when you say you want to do something, the universe will present you with an opportunity and a test, right? To either power through and grow and elevate or stay where you are. And one of my affirmations or one of my intentions, and it's always my intention, is to be my authentic self, to listen to my authentic voice, to show up as I am. And I'm like, this is a part of being authentic to yourself, like honoring that if you want to try something, try it. And if your friends or people who you are connected with don't want to, it's not a big deal. They just don't want to do that.
Right.
So I feel like it was a opportunity that I wasn't expecting it to show up like that.
Right.
But I've been asking like, God, I want to hear you. I want to know. I want to hear me, because that's important.
Right.
Like hearing myself and knowing like, that's you, Germany. That's what you sound like.
Exactly. I like to hear the colors, girl. See the world, pretty colors, girl.